It's a math charge. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know with Samantha George. This is the podcast where we talk about life, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, talk to guests, and occasionally have some deep conversations. What's up? How is everyone doing? Today is Podcasters Day, so happy Podcasters Day. Yay! I'll insert some claps. If I didn't insert some claps, feel free to clap by yourself. Okay, but anyway, I haven't released an episode in the last 3 weeks, and well, that is something, and something I don't do regularly, but because of life and all its difficulties, I had to do that, being overdramatic, but yeah, I'll get into that a little bit later in the episode. But yeah, I missed podcasting, and well, I'm happy to be back, and I promise that after this, I will try to be consecutive, not I will try to be, I will be as consecutive as possible. Wow, I'm still going easy on myself. What I meant to say was I will be consecutive. I shall release an episode every Friday. And if I have a guest over and they can't do Fridays, I'm going to make sure that the episode gets released on a Saturday. So yeah, guys, we're going back to the old schedule and you're welcome. I know that you'll miss me. I hear you and we shall overcome. I sound like a motivational speaker. But anywho, that being said, we're going to do something a little bit lighter today. I'm going to do like a light kind of episode. We're just going to chill. I'm going to recite a poetry of mine. And yeah, we're going to see how it goes. We're not going to think too much this episode. We're not going to go into conspiracy theories. We're not going to talk about, you know, things with guests. We're just going to chill and vibe it out. By vibe it out, what I mean is talk about a spoken word piece that I've written quite a while back. But I feel like it's light. It's nice. And maybe I need to share it on the podcast. And that's what I'm going to do. This piece is called Constellations. Hope you like it. I stayed up alone at nights looking at the stars, counting them, joining all of them together. Sometimes I drew pictures of your lips on them, sometimes of your eyes, and sometimes I would just point out the constellations. On few nights we counted the stars together. We drew pictures of our future in them. I would point out the constellation and you, my love, would tell me everything and more about them. And just like water flowing through a thirsty mouth, I listened to every word you said. On Saturdays, we read Rumi with a cup of cool coffee between our hands. And as we sat by the tree with the fading leaves, I listened to your heart beating. And when you closed your eyes, I counted all your freckles. I joined them together and gave them names of constellations. You were Andromeda and I was that parallel universe. We were both that science anomaly and I wanted to love your whole being. I wanted everything and more. But the thing with wanting things is that sometimes what you want is not what you need. I still read poetry by the tree with the fading leaves, but this time the leaves have fallen, cause it's the starting of autumn. It was a season when you fell out of love with me. I stayed up alone at nights, looking at the stars, counting them, joining all of them together, drawing pictures and naming constellations. I asked questions. I was looking for answers in those bright fairy lights. But darling, the stars are unfathomable, and so are you. And that is Scene. That was a piece that I wrote a whole while back, but you know, it's light, it's not too deep. You hear what you get, and I kind of liked it, so yeah, I recite it for y'all. It's short, it's cute, like me, and it works. I don't know what I'm saying, but anyway, coming back to why I haven't released an episode for the past 3 weeks, a little life update for y'all. So basically, I got braces 3 weeks back, and yeah, the first week went in me getting adjusted to braces. I done it midweek, so I couldn't really grasp talking. It was so weird because I did not know where to, you know, how my mouth works anymore. And I had like, I already do have a slight lisp, and the lisp just increased dramatically. So it was kind of weird for me. But yeah, I figured that out. I'm not an amateur anymore when it comes to brace talk. I can talk really well with braces. I can rap too, but I'm not going to show you all my rapping skills. But yeah, basically that's what happened in week one. Week two, I had a shoulder injury. It's not like a shoulder injury. I'm just like, you know, being dramatic and stuff. But basically it is like a muscle spasm. caused because I sit at the desk for too long. I didn't realize like sitting at the desk and having a bad posture without a good chair, it can get you in trouble. But yeah, basically that happened. And I mean, it's nothing too serious, but basically the muscle spasm kind of affected my nerves in some way, but it is still reversible. That's what the doctor said. So yeah, because of that, I had to like take meds and, you know, cut the timing that I spend on the desk, which basically meant not look at it at all for like a week and a half. And I'm still like not that much on the laptop. This is literally the first time that I'm spending time on the laptop. But yeah, basically that happened. And I'm going for physio, and like I had to take injections and stuff. That was for lack of vitamin B12. I did not know vitamin B12 was a thing, but it is. But everything is Gucci. And contrary to the popular belief with whatever I said right now, I am extremely healthy. And yeah, it's just few things. I'm pretty sure that I feel like every human, if they go and take a blood test or any test for that matter, there's going to be a few vitamins that they lack or few things that they lack. So yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not flawless, okay? Like I try, but I just can't be. My body at least can't be. So yeah. But yeah, that's basically what happened. So that's how 2 weeks went by. But it's going good. I'm doing physio. I think I should be back in proper podcasting by this weekend. That is literally today or tomorrow, depending on when you'll see this episode. But I think from October 1st, consider it back to normal routine. With that being said, October is also my birthday month. So that being said, if you want to like give me some gifts or anything like that, feel free, guys. I always accept gifts, cash, anything, whatever you want. I could, but yes, it's my birthday, man. I'm pretty excited about it, I guess. I don't know if I should be. I'm still confused, but yeah, I'm gonna look forward to October because it's my birthday month. But coming back to the topic, it is Podcasters Day, and it wouldn't be right for me not to, you know, shout out a few podcasts that I listen to personally, and I feel that y'all should listen to it too. So the first podcast that I really feel y'all need to listen to is this Paranormal Life. Like, oh my god, guys, I literally binge listened to every single episode when I work, and I'm almost done with most of the episodes. But yeah, it's brilliant stuff. Like, I really love this Paranormal Life. And if I ever do get a chance to meet Rory and Kit, I would 10 on 10 meet them, and I hope one day they get to listen to my podcast too. If they're listening to this, shout out, oh my god, y'all are super cool, and I belong to the commune, and thank you for being who y'all are. The second is Morbid. I mean, I used to listen to a lot of it, but I'm kind of like, you know, I'm really a coward when it comes to really gory shit. So yeah, I listen to a few episodes, you know, when I do get the time, and I'm like, okay, I'm brave enough now to listen to gory shit. But yeah, Morbid is pretty cool if you're into true crime and stuff like that. And I do listen to the Ranveer show here and there. They have like really good content. I mean, he has really good content too. So yeah, y'all should totally check those people out. But yeah, honestly, if there's any other podcaster out there who wants me to listen to their podcast, or if the IDK fam listens to a podcast and y'all feel like I need to check it out, recommend it to me. Hit me up and I shall check it out and probably give it a shout out next episode if I like it, or, you know, do something about it. But yeah, it'd be really cool if it's an Indian podcast host and I get to check it out, because I really do want to get into, like, you know, more into Indian podcasting scene and listen to more Indian podcasters, if that makes sense. But yeah, recommend me a few Indian podcasts and general podcasts that you like in general. So yeah. Yep, but with that being said, it brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening to me blabber and, you know, just give y'all a quick life update. Let me know what I should cover next. It would be really cool. I'm kind of blank when it comes to ideas right now. But yeah, do let me know that. And if you have a guest that you think would be a perfect guest on the show, feel free to DM me at IDKWSamanthaGeorge on Instagram. And guys, I think I'm going to start doing reels or some type of other content for the podcast, because, you know, I feel like that's a space I need to be in and that's a space I need to grow in. I don't know why I'm talking so passionately about this when I'm afraid to even do anything a little relatively out of my comfort zone. But yeah, I think I'm gonna seek discomfort and say yes to new experiences and do what excites. That's what Kelly Wakasa says. If you'll listen to him, that's great, but if y'all don't, it's all right too. But yeah, I'm gonna do what excites and probably release a few reels for the podcast and for the IDK fam. You're welcome. I'm doing this for y'all. But yeah, thank you again for listening to me rant up till now. And you know the drill, rate the podcast on Apple. Listen to more than 6 minutes of it on Spotify so it comes up on people's recommendation. And yeah, that's about it. And if you see it anywhere else, please, please, please listen to it. Share it with people who you think might enjoy the podcast. Oh, and one more thing, I totally forgot about this. So at least 3 weeks back or two weeks back, I'm not really sure, the podcast was number 2 on the after shows charts on in India, and number 28 I guess in the, or 25 or something like that, in the TV and after show category on the Apple podcast, and it was number 5 in Ghana, guys, and in the after or TV and podcast TV and cinema, sorry, TV and cinema category in Ghana, and it was I think 50 or something in Spain, and it was top, it was like, you know, among the 200 again in UK. So that is something to be proud about. It was pretty cool, and I like thank y'all for like listening to my podcast and tuning in and rating it and stuff like that. I genuinely appreciate it, and I totally forgot to mention it because it's been a minute. But yes, thanks again. I appreciate y'all. I shall write y'all each a letter and send it to y'all. If y'all send me your email IDs, I will actually do that. Like, I kid you not. But until then, see you next Friday or Saturday for another fun episode with Samantha George on I Don't Know with Samantha George. See you when I see you. Bye.